Hey Dreamers, Joe here, and I am so proud to say that my wife Melissa and I have launched our first business together, monthlycardclub.com. When you become a member, you'll get high-quality, handcrafted birthday cards delivered to your door every month. What would you say is the most difficult part about all of Monthly Card Club?
I think the most difficult part was sitting down and discussing how much we would charge somebody for the Monthly Card Club.
So accounting and math isn't your such strong suit?
No, I hated math.
Go to monthlycardclub.com/dream for a 20% discount on your membership or single card order today.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm following up with voice actor Al Kessel, who was with us back on episode one.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Welcome back to the show, Al.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure to be back.
Definitely. To have you back here is just awesome. I mean, you've come so far from when we first talked.
Yeah, I think I was really just getting started in the business. I think I'd only done a couple things at that point.
Yeah, I think you had. But you had already gotten so far as to like have your own booth and, you know, figured it. Like you had all the basics figured out. You just were working on getting the work.
Right, exactly. Yeah. One of the key things, you know, get the tools, then get the work.
So what have you been up to since being on the show?
Well, I've been recording some audiobooks. I've done a few audiobooks for the same author who's in a kind of a dystopian. He's like a dystopian type of author. He writes those kind of books, and it's been really fun doing that. And I've been doing some commercial voiceovers, and in fact, to the point now where I'm looking for some representation. I'm looking for some agents to help me because I'm finding out, you know, hey, I've got kind of a knack for voiceover commercials. So yeah, I'm heading in that direction, but I'm going to continue to do audiobooks because, you know, bottom line is I love to act, and doing audiobooks, you know, fulfills that ego need of mine.
Well, how has your dreams changed since you've been on the show?
Well, I think just like just about anything in the world that succeeds, dreams have to kind of go with the flow. They have to be fluid. The dream is basically the same. I mean, I want to be able to make a living with my voice. But in the beginning, I just really wanted to concentrate on audiobooks because, you know, like I said, I enjoy reading and I enjoy acting. But I've also come to realize that in order to make that dream come true, I have to have another dream. So the other dream is to do commercials because the commercials are honestly higher paying, less work. So that's going to, you know, fuel the other need. So it's kind of morphed a little bit. And ultimately, my big dream is to, you know, be able to support my wife as well so that she can quit her day job and just be my, you know, I don't know, personal assistant maybe. And then we can move to California and live happily ever after. Down the street from Disneyland.
Well, we all need a secretary and or a personal assistant or something to that effect.
That's right, yeah.
So has there been any new roadblocks or disappointments since you were last on the show?
Yes, actually. And this is going to sound kind of weird and maybe counterintuitive. The higher – well, just for example, in my industry, the higher I climb on the skill level and stuff like that, the more competition there is. So in the beginning, I was doing, you know, smaller books and doing books for less notable authors. But as I got more skill and I'm climbing that ladder just a little bit, you know, rung at a time, the stakes are getting higher. So there's more at stake. So I have to be, you know, more on my game. So it's a continually, it's a continual learning process too. So I do have a coach now who is helping me, you know, dissect scripts and things like that, and get the most out of my talent.
Is that coach expensive for you?
Not really. No. His name is Sean Pratt. Just to you know, give a little plug to him. He's also a very accomplished audiobook narrator. He's got, geez, I think 800 audiobooks out there now. But no, he's not overly expensive, especially for what he's you know, gives you in return. You know, I think we've discussed this before, Joe, that dreams aren't a free thing. I mean, it's free to dream, but to pursue them, it's not free. There's always a cost. You know, it's like Mr. Gold from Once Upon a Time says, magic comes at a cost, dearie. Well, dreams come at a cost too. So, you know, it's just all part of pursuing the dream.
Yeah, I wish that dreams were a lot cheaper. And I mean, you can do them cheaper, but it'll take more time. And time
That's right.
is that source, that resource that we have that is very finite.
I kind of look at it like a garden, okay? You want to build a garden. You want nice things to grow in your garden. You want pretty flowers. You want, you know, really tasty vegetables. Well, you can't just go, I want a garden, and there it is. You have to plan for that garden. You have to acquire the tools so that you can dig the garden out. The tools are what cost, and then you have to actually go buy the starts, you know, the seeds or the plant starts, and then you have to put work into it to plant them. And then as the garden is growing, you have to water it. You have to tend to the garden. That's what a dream is. Dream is a garden. You just have to keep dedicating your time into growing it.
Yeah, definitely. And then sometimes it doesn't rain for a while, or the
That's
sun
right.
doesn't come out.
Yeah, remember, I live in Phoenix, where we don't get rain very often.
Or, you know, the local animals decide they're going to make a free buffet out of your garden.
That's right. So there's always stumbling blocks.
So could you share a favorite recent memory?
I would have to say very recent, just as in, you know, Monday. Like I said, I work with Sean Pratt. He's my coach. And, you know, through the course of working with him, he'll give his students assignments, you know, passages from books to read. And the task is to record it, but record it in a way that it's, you know, that it's good. And up until this point, there's always been one or two things that, you know, he's, you know, had an issue with, just the way I deliver the text. But this last time, he said it was absolutely perfect. And, you know, it's a little victory, but it's a victory.
Yeah, you got to stop and celebrate the little victories, because otherwise you'll wear yourself out very quickly.
That's right.
Trying to, you know, seek perfection, but then it's like it's never perfect enough. That's a difficult thing to deal with.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do your dreams for the future look like now?
Dreams for the future at this point, just to keep getting work. I want to keep getting audiobooks. My dream is to get, not one, but a few agents for commercial voiceover work and start booking some national spots, and just to get, you know, better at my craft so that I can quit my part-time job.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you still had the part-time job.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had
yeah.
just started not too long ago before we recorded the first episode.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm still working the part-time job. And the fun thing is, and this is going to sound weird, but the good thing for me is that the part-time job is interfering with my voice work, which means I'm getting voice work. So when it comes to the point where, okay, I don't have time to work the part-time job anymore, then I'll be really happy.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, just, you know, I thank you for your show. Being somebody who's been there from the beginning, watched you plant that seed and grow this show to what it is now, I'm very thankful that you're there for the people who have dreams. People who, you know, like, I think we've discussed this once before. The people who are afraid to pursue their dreams, now they have something that they can turn to and say, well, you know what? That person has a dream just like mine, and they're actually doing it. So they're not that much different than me. what makes me think that I can't do it? You give people that, you know, that symbolic permission to pursue their dream. And I think that's cool.
Sorry, I'm just writing that down. Well, thank you. It's been great having you be a part of the show behind the scenes and being my Mr. Voice. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I truly enjoy, I get a kick out of being the voice at the beginning and the end of your show. So, but yeah, I keep up the great work. I'm just so proud of you.
Oh,
it's like watching
you.
A kid grow, you know, it's my kid. Oh, Martha, come and look, he's growing.
You know, I mean, you were the second person to know about the show. Yeah. I mean, literally, like, as soon as the plane landed, I was messaging you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great to be part of this. And I know I told you from the beginning, you know, holy cow, that's a great idea. And that's something that's sorely needed in this world. Because we have so many things in this world that just smack us down. And, you know, the weight of the world on everybody's shoulders just pushing you down into the ground. We need something to, you know, to grab us by the hands and say, you know, it's fine. Get back up and go after that dream. You know, kind of like the Walt Disney of today.
You know, I was thinking about that while I was in Disney the other week. It always seems like I'm saying that.
Rub it in. Go right ahead and rub it in.
And not that I think that I'm Walt Disney or by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that it's really special that I'm getting to be a part of this journey with all these dreamers, and how nobody really before Walt really would have cared if, you know, oh, is that your dream? You know, it's like whatever. Yeah. But it matters. It mattered then, and, you know, it can matter now. And I think that over time, this is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. And, you know, being, not that I would consider myself an expert at all, but, you know, at some point be considered, you know, have other people consider me an expert at dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be like a dream come true. Cause then I can finally call myself an expert at something.
Yeah. How about authority? You're an authority on the subject.
Yeah. I would say I probably am at this point.
See, cause for me, the term expert to me indicates somebody who's decided to stop learning.
Mm.
So you're an authority. Authority for me is the highest measure, you know, of anything. So you're an authority.
Well, thank you. I would love for you to plug your websites so that everybody can connect with you, Al.
Oh, sure. Well, I have a few podcasts that I do. I have the Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland podcast that I do with my lovely wife, Joyce. And you can find that at talescast.com. That's talescast.com. We do all kinds of fun things about Disneyland there. We also do a unique show on the Lost, ABC Lost series from a few years ago. And that's called Lost Flight 815 Podcast. And you can find that at lostflight815.com. And I also do a podcast called Inside the VoiceOver Studio, where I interview all kinds of people in the voice community, voice actors, audiobook narrators, post-production people, all kinds of people like that. And you can find that at justbecausepodcast.com. Now, my voiceover website, uniquely enough, is at alkessel.com, alkessel.com. The name of my company is Storyteller Audio Productions, but you can find it out at alkessel.com. I have samples of my work there, and my rate card is there, and all my contact information. So if you'd like to hire me for your project, and I won't talk like that, I promise. But yeah. Yeah, and I'm also the co-host of the MASH 4077th podcast, which, you know, oddly enough, is about the old MASH series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, that's a fun series.
Oh, I will definitely have all of them at howtodream.co so people can link to them and get to know you better and maybe even hire you. You should hire
Al.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
thank
great
you.
Great work. I know firsthand. Well, I would love to have you on the show again, as we've talked you know, prior about you being on episode 200 and 300.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'll be there.
And, you know, I'll definitely love to have you on again for a follow-up and maybe even get you on for some latter day episodes where we can talk about voice acting and how to make that dream come true.
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Al.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.